Sometimes I wish that I could go back and be Mary Magdalene or any of Jesus' original disciples, except Judas Iscariot, of course. Because then I could have the same experience, amazing experience of Jesus' resurrection. But you know what? Maybe I can. Maybe all of us can, including and especially Willow Lisa, the world's newest Christian. As we just heard in Mark's resurrection story, Mary Magdalene and two other women go to the tomb expecting to anoint Jesus' body, but they worry about how that heavy, large stone can be rolled back. But as we hear, when they arrive, it has already been. Then they encounter this young man dressed in a white robe. In other words, an angel. As angels always do, he tells them not to be alarmed, not to be afraid. And then he says, "You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Go, tell his disciples that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you." Can you imagine having that experience? No wonder they are terrified. They hold back for a while, but eventually they do tell Peter and the others what the angel told them, becoming apostles to the apostles. What most impresses me about this resurrection story, Mark, is the idea of going home, going back to Galilee, going home to meet the risen Jesus. Going about familiar tasks among familiar people. And in the everydayness of ordinary life, meeting the risen Lord, meeting Jesus. And in the middle of that, discovering extraordinary purpose and mission. Living out our mission in everydayness is what baptism is all about. In the baptismal covenant, we promise, as Willow's parents and godparents have promised for her, we promise to persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, to return and repent and return to the Lord. I've always noticed how that promise says, whenever you fall into sin. Not if, but when. And as we all know, despite our best intentions, we will always sometimes fall short. Sometimes on purpose, sometimes not. When we realize how we have failed to live up to the best we know, we are invited to ask forgiveness and to begin all over again. Now, of these promises, the hardest one personally for me is this. Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself? Well, that's easy when I like and relate to another person. It's much harder to see Christ in someone who is, at least to me, difficult or disagreeable. But this promise, as we see, is unconditional. We are called to look for Jesus in everyone, no exceptions. As Desmond Tutu famously said, "My enemy is not God's enemy. My enemy is God's child." Then there is the activism promise. Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being? This is seeking Christ in all persons writ large. Christian people are called to be engaged in the world, to be mindful of systems that place some people in disadvantage and poverty, and then to do something about it. Mark's resurrection story reminds us that we begin all of these things to fulfill all of these covenant promises in Galilee, in other words, at home, wherever we find ourselves. We live out our baptismal covenant with familiar people in familiar places. And then, as Christians, the circle of our concern expands to our community, our nation, and the world. And along the way, reaching out in love and concern, starting in our own Galilee, we meet the risen Jesus. And the risen Jesus meets us.